Want to know what successful people are doing with their money to create wealth and use it consciously for the greater good? Welcome back to Wealth Unplugged, the weekly podcast that gives you diamond tips on creating conscious wealth from change makers, world shakers, and wealth creators. Now here's your host, Barbara Turley.
Hi there, and welcome to Wealth Unplugged for another week. Thank you for joining me. So this is the show where I give you the key takeouts from guests I've been interviewing on my Feminine Wealth TV show. So I've been interviewing some amazing female entrepreneurs and investors and everyone in the kind of wealth space on my Feminine Wealth TV show. And this podcast is designed to give you the quick tips that I pick up from those people so that you can just implement them really quickly, you know, throughout your daily life. So this podcast is usually about 10 minutes long, 10 to 15 sometimes if I rabbit on. And so you can really get it in when you're, you know, at the gym or feeding a baby or, you know, out shopping or in traffic. So hopefully one of those things will really suit you. So this week, I had a crazy interesting week, and it was, it started off with me having a surprise issue where I had to, I had a small health issue where I had to go into hospital for a day. And all fine now, everything was fixed. But as I was pulling up to the hospital last week for my my day patient day, I got a phone call. And the phone call was from one of the big sort of global speakers on the global stages. She has an office here in Sydney. And the office called me and said, look, we've had a cancellation for an interview spot tomorrow afternoon. And she was only in town for like one day. And they had heard that I was really keen to interview this particular woman. So, of course, I completely jumped at the chance, and I had to like change around a load of shows and, you know, get the schedule completely shifted. So to try and fit this interview in. And of course, I had to try and, you know, come out of hospital on Thursday, get myself together on Friday and get the whole thing organized. So basically, the guest that I'm talking about, and I was quite excited to have her on the show, it was Laurel Langmire. Now, Laurel Langmire, she's been dubbed the Millionaire Maker. How amazing is that? She runs a multi-million dollar global wealth coaching business. She is a 5 times New York Times best-selling author. She was also featured in The Secret, the movie about the manifestation. She was in that particular movie. And she was also mentored and coached by Bob Proctor. So this woman, like, she is literally one of the global leaders in the sort of wealth space. And, you know, she's very high profile. So I was just completely overjoyed that I had managed to get this woman onto my Feminine Wealth TV show, which is largely at this stage, to be honest, still quite a startup show. So anyway, the reason that I managed to swing this one, and this is kind of the power, I guess, of putting stuff out there to the universe, and this is why I kind of wanted to talk about this. I had told, first thing I had done, about 6 months ago, I was making my list of people that I really wanted to interview for the show. And I've written down some very high profile people. And at the time that I put their names down, and Laurel Langmire was one of them, I put their names down and I had no idea, to be honest, how I was going to get these people on my show or whether they would say yes or anything about the how. I didn't know how I was going to contact them, nothing. But I decided to write their names down anyway, because I'm a big believer in just, you know, write it down and figure it out later. Just make it happen. Somehow the universe will conspire to make it happen. So I had mentioned my list to a couple of people and I had, you know, put the feelers out there. And I had told a few people that I really wanted to interview Laurel. I didn't even know she was going to be in town. How bad is that? So a friend of mine had basically, who's quite connected with the office that she has down here, heard that this interview was cancelled and basically mentioned, oh my God, I have this amazing girl who has this TV show online who really wants to interview Laurel. So I got in at that last moment. And of course, I just jumped at the chance and said yes. So I basically said yes and thought, I'm just going to figure out how I'm going to make it happen later. So I thought this was a really interesting kind of segue into my first point for my interview with Laurel, because she obviously was featured in The Secret. And The Secret was all about manifestation and this idea that you can sort of just visualize, create vision boards and, you know, think about something enough and all of a sudden, you know, wham, Maserati appears outside the door. And it sort of feels a bit like that for me right now with this interview. You know, I put it out to the universe and then the universe conspired to make it happen and all that sort of stuff. But one thing I love about Laurel is, although she was in The Secret and that was all about that, she and I have very similar view on this. There's way more to it than just visualizing when it comes to wealth and creating success. Too many people just think, you know, yes, writing stuff down is really powerful, but there are more steps that you need to put in place than just writing something down. So yes, I wrote Laurel's name down on my list, but I also took the step of going out and actually voicing that goal and actually speaking to a few people who I knew were kind of connected there. And a few weeks ago, I had a lady called Pina De Rosa on the show. And Pina, actually, she used a term I love for this. She called that little soldiers of light. And basically, when you tell people and you speak your goals, you're sending little soldiers of light out into the universe who actually can bring back the opportunity to you. So there's a little step that you really need to take action, I guess is what I'm saying. You can't just sit in your bedroom and visualize and stuff will naturally happen. I do believe a lot in that you do need to know and have the vision, but then you need to take action and actually take some steps. So my first key tip from Laurel, and it's a really, really important one, is the importance of sequencing when it comes to wealth building. Now, what I mean by that is, you know, she's a big believer too in getting your vision right, deciding what you want, writing it all down. But then it's really key to do the right things in the right order and at the right time. So, you know, there's no sort of get rich quick schemes really out there. I mean, there's loads of get rich quick schemes, but there's no get rich quick out there in what she teaches. And she teaches people how to not only come up with the vision and to have a really strong belief about your ability to do something, but then she teaches you which steps to do in which order at which time. So I know that my philosophy is very, very similar to hers. And I, you know, I followed her for a long time. And that's why she was perfect to come on my show, because I'm very, very aligned with the way that she thinks and the steps that she has. You know, they are the steps to wealth. And as she said in the show, you know, creating wealth is the same. You do it the same way as we've always done it for centuries. You know, there's no secrets in this, really. There's nothing new here. It's just for some reason, people mix the steps up. And people tend to say, they get the steps or the checklists or whatever, and they go, oh, I don't really feel like doing that bit today. So I think I'll do a bit of this bit and a bit of that bit. And unfortunately, it doesn't really work like that. You need to do with wealth, there are steps you need to take. The steps are really clear. You need to do them in the right order and at the right time. And that's, you know, that's key. And often we don't really know. That's the bit actually that trips us up. I think that's the thing. So, you know, Laura Langmar, she has created, why is she called a millionaire maker? She's created thousands of millionaires basically over the last 19 years that she's been doing this and training people all over the world. So that's why she was actually named that. And I think she has a book. I'm just looking at my desk here. I've got the book somewhere. It's called The Millionaire Maker. Yeah, that's one of her books. So she's basically perfected this and taught many, many people over a long period of time. So she's worth listening to. So the other thing she said, which I just loved, and again, totally on board with my philosophy, there are no self-made millionaires. There's only team-made millionaires. Now, again, I think the reason a lot of people fail in any way is they try to do everything themselves. So for any of the solopreneurs out there or people, you know, really stuck working in the business, exceptionally well in the business, but not doing a lot on your business. Same with investing, running around doing a lot of the work and not really thinking strategically. The problem there is that you're not engaging a team to help you to actually get there. Now, of course, teams cost money. We all know that. And Laurel mentioned that one of the challenges that she finds is that, you know, you need to get people through that kind of $100,000 to $200,000 mark, because that's where the challenge really is. The hardest money you make is the first 100,000 or even the first 150, let's say, because you're kind of living on a lot of it and there's not a lot of it left to pay the right people to get on your team. So, or pay coaches and mentors. But she believes, and I firmly believe as well, that the first big thing that you really should spend on is a coach or a mentor. I mean, think about it. The best athletes in the world have coaches. You know, look at Roger Federer. Look at Nadal. Look at all these people on the tennis circuits. Look at the biggest business people out there. They all have coaches and mentors. Even Laurel herself was saying that despite, you know, she's kind of at the top of her game now. She has billionaires that mentor her. So she's still getting coached and mentored. And she said that she has never gone a year in her life without getting coached. What I love about this is that the first coach she actually hired, I think it was the first one or the first big one anyway, was Bob Proctor, who is absolutely massive out there. And she paid him a lot of money way back then to get her on the path to where she wanted to go. So, you know, what she talks about now is modeling is the fastest behavior change that you can do. And the way to get, you know, to model someone else is to hang out with them. So you either have coaches or mentors, or you definitely need to be in a community of people who are wanting the same things as you, doing the same things as you, and actually striving for the same level as you. But what often happens is, and we all find this, you know, we're all hanging out with people who in our family or our friends, you know, who might not be the most supportive to our vision. And what happens is we're all hanging out together and bitching and moaning and being negative about the same thing. And unfortunately, you know, it is true to say that we're modeling the behavior of the people around us. So if the people around you are not really that supportive or are not really going anywhere, Laura's view is, she basically said, fire them. Fire all the negative people in your life. And start hanging out with people who are doing things differently, who are doing things the way you want to do it, and who are going to the places where you want to go. So I guess it's really hard to turn around to your family and friends and say you're fired, you know, Donald Trump style, you're fired. But maybe what the solution is that you know, lovingly we can do this. And the idea is that you still have your friends and family, but you really need to find a community of people that you can go and hang out with sometimes and swap ideas with, and people who get what it is that you're trying to do and who are on the same path as you. And the other thing is, if you are coming to the point where you're thinking, you know, I need a coach. Another thing Laurel said, which is actually really, really important, you want to get a coach who's actually done it. So for example, if you want to be a millionaire, then hire a coach who already is a millionaire, because there are lots of coaches out there that are telling you, I can show you how to make millions, but they're not millionaires, right? So how can they teach you that? So as Laurel herself said, like, she has 72 different companies. She just recently, like, she buys companies, she overhauls them and then sells them. She's got multiple trusts. She's got all these different things going on. And she sees speakers on the circuit all the time who are claiming to create millionaires, but they're not actually millionaires themselves. They're broke. So, you know, where are they getting the money from? They're getting their money from you. So, you know, I think Laurel is probably, I think she's about 13 or 14 years older than me. So I really resonate a lot with her because I like the path that she's gone on, and I love her philosophy around wealth. And I think, you know, at the stage I'm at, I've got several different companies already. I've got trusts. I've got lots of different things going on. I've sort of made my money already, which is just an amazing position to be in. And I get excited by the idea of creating even more companies and actually investing in more companies. And I've got lots of different investments going on, but angel investing and venture capital is kind of the area that I'm moving into now, which is very exciting. And one other thing we talked about, Laurel and I, we both agreed that a lot of people think that making a lot of money means a lot of hard work, a lot of stress, a lot of overwhelm. It's all too hard. But both of us actually think making money and learning how to make money is actually quite a lot of fun. And I suppose that's one of my missions out there, is to show women out there in particular that making money can be a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. Learning how to do it is a lot of fun. And it's actually quite a spiritual and good thing to do. Because it brings me to my third point, my third key takeout from Laurel, was that having money, let's face it, having money, it lets you serve. You know, so many women I speak to, they say to me, oh, but I'm not in it for the money. That's the most hilarious one I ever hear. Or the other one is, they don't really say that, but they sort of, if you imply that you want to make a lot of money, they are very uncomfortable with that. And women running businesses who are sort of kind of covering up this, they're trying to forget the fact that money is an integral part of life and of business. It is actually a key survival skill. And they're running businesses. I see it all the time. They're running businesses. And they go on and on and on about how I want to serve the world. I want to serve the client. It's all about serving. And they try and sort of put away down the back somewhere, out of sight, the fact that there is actually a capitalist, you know, business is about serving clients and serving needs and solving problems. Yes. But in order for that to really work, There is a value exchange that needs to be honoured, and money comes into that. And money is a part of business, and it's a very, very important part of business, and it's a very important part of serving. So by sort of neglecting this part of your business, or your life for that matter, it's kind of like neglecting a lover. You know, like, how would your partner feel if you sort of never brought them up in conversation, never talked about them, never praised them, never really looked at them? You know, they'd leave you, right? You know, so money needs to be treated the same way. You must treat it with respect. You must treat it like an integral part of your team, like the most important part of your team, actually. You wouldn't treat your colleagues or your staff members with the disrespect and disdain that we often treat money with. So I'd really urge you to think about money a little bit differently, and maybe start thinking about money as one of the members of your staff, one of the members of your team. You know, start treating them money with the respect that it deserves. Because really, I know so many women, you know, you all want to serve, and I do too. We all want to serve at a global level. We all want to serve in a really big way. We all want to give back. That's our nature as women. It's in our DNA to be nurturers, to be carers, to be givers, to be community builders, to be collaborators, all these things. But what we need to realize is that money, getting the money bit right, is what allows us to do this on a much grander scale. So I think I'll leave you on that point for this week, because I'm always stressing that one, particularly for the women out there. And as always, let me know what you think of the show in the comments below, wherever you're listening to it. If you're on the blog at energizewealth.com, you can comment below. Or if you're on iTunes or Podomatic or Stitcher or one of the podcasting areas, it would be great if you would subscribe to the show and leave a review, because that really helps me to get the show out to more people. So more people can get these messages, and it just helps the whole thing. It helps me serve in a bigger way. So try to subscribe, and if you can review the show, that would be amazing. So come back next week. Next week, I'm going to be talking to a lady called Alessia Marini. I'm actually going offshore again. I'm heading to Italy, and this girl is an amazing Italian woman. And she has created 5 different companies across multiple continents. And basically, she drove them all to massive success and now runs a $30 million enterprise around the world. And now she coaches other people how to do it. So she's a, sort of like a feminine leadership consultant and coach. And she's a gorgeous, gorgeous girl and amazing to listen to. And she gives us basically the 5 steps in full detail that she takes her clients through. So it's well worth listening to. And I'll be back next week with my key takeouts from that video. So until then, have a great week. See you then.
Thanks for tuning in. Come and join us on energizewealth.com to continue the conversation. Get your free video training, 7 Steps to Energized Wealth, and watch the video interviews that were the inspiration behind this episode.